This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Renew therapy. Earn your health benefits daily with a cold plunge. Save $200 off with code MMA Nuts 200. Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 45% off with code MMA45. Life Fitness. Workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA. 10. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 613.
613!
My name's Nico Weigold.
Have a great MMA show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Nice. Is that a potato chip? Or a guitar pick.
Guitar pick. I just realized I have no beverage, but that's okay.
That's racist.
Drinking the air. How's it going?
Phenomenal. That's why I drink Kool-Aid 24/7.
I like it. Always drinking the Kool-Aid.
Sometimes it's good.
The proverbial UFC Kool-Aid.
That's right. They had one. We can go right into it.
They did?
Yeah. Mackenzie Dern and Angela Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
How'd it go?
Exactly how we thought. Mackenzie Dern fucking mauled Angela Hill for five rounds.
Yeah.
It was impressive. Her stand-up is, it's always hard when you have the jiu-jitsu players trying to learn stand-up. And I want to say it was Perillo as her stand-up coach. So she's got good coaching. But she's so wild. I love it though, because she's just like throwing bombs and she's taking one to give one. But she was timing, her timing was on point. So like she caught Angela, I think, with a knee at one point and dropped her. And the only thing that irritated me, but let me just take a step back. But she clearly won the fight. 4-1. I mean, you could argue some of the rounds were 10-8, like probably at least one of them. Cause she's just manhandling or woman handling her on the ground.
Yeah.
But, and I like watching it. I don't know. There's something about watching a Mackenzie Dern, like woman handle another woman. It's fucking cool. But if I don't understand her jiu-jitsu, because she's supposed to be very good at it. And you got to give credit to Angela Hill, cause she was unsubmittable in this fight. So it went to decision, but so Dern's got the arm bar locked up and Hill is defending it with just with her hands grasped. So they're just fighting because she's got it hooked with her arms and is trying to break the grip, like my hand strength versus your hand strength. I'm like, why the fuck won't Dern use her foot? It's right there. Just push the arm with the foot and then yank it. Like that seems like as a basic fucking jiu-jitsuer. It seems like she could have got it because she's just fighting hand versus hand and she couldn't win that battle. And then Hill would just at some point take her hand that was getting armbarred and then shove it between her legs and then squeeze her legs. And then the glove is stuck between the legs so Dern can't get it out. So but she had ample opportunity to just use her foot to push the arm to break the grip. So you're not fighting hand versus hand. Use a stronger limb to break that.
That makes sense. Yeah. You can also go, you know, like the hands are like this. People pull here. You can also come around and pull the other elbow. So now this, instead of being here, it's here. And then you come back under and you can get the arc. Because now they have less leverage. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So like you can take the foot and push or whatever, or you can grab like around this elbow and just pulled, because she's just not going to have much leverage there because then this arm's negated. But good for her for having good submission skills, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was a clear domination, because you know, like coming in this fight she was talking about all the issues she was having with divorce, managers, this and that, and I think this was the first fight where she just fucking threw caution to the wind and just
went
dominated.
It.
So it was great win. And then afterwards she says, you know, I think I want to fight against Rose Namajunas. Like, holy shit. I didn't know that's what I needed in my life, but I need that fight in my life right now. Like, let's fucking do this. That would be a hell of a fight, especially like how scrambly Rose is on the ground too, and how good of a striker Rose is. Like, that one just says fight at night. Like, fucking A, make that shit happen.
I like it a lot. It's been a while since Rose fought, no?
Yeah, I don't know what her gig is besides head games on herself, but
it was been a year. May 7th, 2022. She lost to Carla Esparza. Man, that was already a year ago.
Remember, that was that bullshit game plan where she's like, I'm gonna do the bare minimum and game plan this fight to death and make it one of the worst fights in UFC history.
Yeah, that was a year ago. Man, that feels like it just happened a few months back.
Right. I would have guessed 6 months, maybe back. Oh fuck.
Okay.
I'm sliding by. You don't even know it.
Breakneck speed, as we like to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's who the fuck was I listening to? I think Bill Burr was doing a podcast with Stephen Wright, and Stephen Wright had written a book, and he's talking about like time is going fast but going slow at the same time. So imagine you're on an airplane that's going X amount of 100 miles an hour, and you're a snail on that plane, like crawling on an armrest. Like, sometimes it's going fast, but at the same time, it's going very slow. Like, I get it. That guy's a very deep thinker.
Yeah. Fast but slow.
That's right. And then,
slow but fast.
I saw, I saw Michael Johnson also got boarded KO. It was fucking brutal. I wish we could show it. But
yeah,
again, it's, you know, UFC is not kind to us posting clips. It's like no every clips. Other organization, with the exception to some of the Russian ones, fucking copyright, motherfucker, copyright. I'm like, whatever, just let us post some shit. We're all having fun. Like, let's party.
Right. Trying to promote your stuff, people.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like, really? Like, I showed 10 seconds. Is that going to defame your brand? It's gonna elevate your brand, like my cake.
Your grandma will be watching. That's what's happening.
Speaking of that, let's get into some sponsor action right off the bat.
Okay, a little true classic, yeah.
Yes.
Father's Day is around the corner, and one thing's for sure, people: dads have enough ties, tools, and baggy tees this year. Give the dad, father figure, mentor, or loved one in your life the gift of looking good and feeling good with True Classic. From the guys who brought you the perfect fitting t-shirt, True Classic makes premium everyday essentials more affordable than ever. Whether you're shopping for yourself or looking for something they'll love, stress less this year with 25% off at trueclassic.com. Just use code MMA25 at checkout.
That's right. And dads, they come in all shapes and sizes. But if there's one thing these guys are good at, it's a great fitting t-shirt for everybody. True Classic shirts are ultra soft and fit it in the arms and shoulders with just enough room where you need it for the perfect fit and feel every time. Bundle and save on packs of your favorite styles, from button downs to Henleys to polos.
Yes, we need to get them to send us some new shit. True Classic is hooking our listeners up with an exclusive deal to help you get ahead on gifting. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code MMA25 at trueclassic.com. That's 25% off with code MMA25, plus free shipping included on purchases over $100. I wish I had more True Classic. I would wear it all the time. Like, that's, they need to make like a True Classic suit or something, or a sport coat. That fabric they use, so comfortable. Love it's
delicious. If I could eat it, I would.
You probably could eat it.
It's probably edible. And also, this episode is sponsored by Ridge Wallet. Gifting for dads can be hard, so here's an easy thing to gift that your dad will love. That almost made sense, but you know what I'm saying. It's Father's Day is right around the corner. You got the Ridge Wallet, and once again, the thinnest and most durable. You got your cash and your cards all right there.
Yes, and it holds up to 12 cards plus room for all your cash. Like Matt said, there's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium.
That's what it's about.
It's aggressive. The wallets have over 50,000 awesome. Five-star reviews. The durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. The Rich, is it yours or the wallets? I don't know. The Rich team is so confident that you'll like it. They'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it.
That's right. And Ridge is making gifting easy with one of their biggest sales of the year for Father's Day. Just go to ridge.com/MMAnuts to get the best deal possible. Seems like a great present.
Mm-hmm. My dog is outside chewing a bone. It's a very weird sound.
I can't hear it, but
okay, good. Just making sure.
Bones are good.
Crunch, crunch. He's happy as a clam. What
are clams happy?
Probably. They smile. It depends what kind of clam. Bare Knuckle FC, just want to talk to you about something real quick.
Good.
Got a little photo action. Over the weekend, we got Jade Wong versus Taylor Starling. I'm curious if you'd like what we're looking at here.
I approve of this messaging from Bare Knuckle. They know how to do things right.
Here it is again. So another different type of shot. So now that we have that, I also want to draw your attention to the worst tattoo in any sort of combat sports has now been eclipsed by this gentleman, Mr. Andrew Potter. What the hell is happening here? Is this real?
That almost looks like a permanent mark or prison tattoo starting.
It does.
But
it does. Pretty wild. It's supposed to be a scary guy. But, you know.
But since you brought up that bare knuckle, I have a little bit of the fight. Let me pull that up between those two ladies.
You do. I like it.
Saving that for
wasn't sure if we could show that, but
yeah, we could. I show never a know any of the action. You side. Never know. It's always safe to err on the side of caution, because you know.
I don't want the YouTube bot after me.
They're everywhere. Everyone's after us. So here's a little bit of that.
Oh damn! Nice. OnlyFans.
Yeah, they're big Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship sponsors. So. Rock and roll. And then Francis Ngannou, I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but he had signed with the PFL, but they finally released the deal or the details of the deal. So this is a little lengthy, and then we can kind of talk about good, bad, indifferent. So it's 2 or 3 fights. They're guaranteeing like a high 7-figure purse for each fight. He gets a split of the event's net profits, a signing bonus, or salary to serve as a brand ambassador for PFL. He has the right to own his own sponsors in the cage. It's non-exclusive with regards to boxing. There's no champion clause or other extensions. And then a minimum salary for his opponent of $2 million. And they also said that the deal with the PFL had been agreed to verbally for 2 months. Cause remember he was like, kind of, I think he was shopping it to ONE FC afterwards to say like, I already got this. And then they're like, fuck you. We're not going to do that. And then I think they're starting the PFL Africa where he's going to be like the grand poobah or whatever, like the head guy of everything. Talking about him, then this is some of these details now are from, I believe he's on the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about he may have a tune-up fight in boxing this year with hopes of facing Deontay Wilder in 2024.
Wow.
Like, that's insane. He's keeping an eye on the PFL heavyweight tournament, and the winner could be a candidate for his first fight. He said he's still down to fight John Jones if they could get that worked out. And if it was up to him, his next opponent would be Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder. So what are your thoughts on that deal? Good, bad, indifferent?
I mean, it's a hell of a deal. Good Lord. Like, everybody's taking home fees. How are they going to afford to pay everybody all this money that even the opponents are getting crazy money? Like, Can I sign up to fight this guy? I mean, I could use the money at this point. I'll do it. You know?
Yeah, that's like insta KO, but fuck.
Whatever. Okay. It'll be entertaining.
I'll take one too.
Hopefully I don't end up with brain damage.
How about me and you versus him? Fucking, what's that other organization that's overseas? Fight Circus. Let's go.
I
gotta
say, I don't think we have a chance. Even
we have no chance. It's
like, it'll be.
It's not gonna be good for our health either.
It'll be entertaining, but
I won't even go for a takedown. I'll say this. I won't even go for a takedown. I'll just stand and try to bang it out and get knocked out in the process. How's that?
Okay.
You can shoot takedowns, but I will go stand up only. I'm gonna get murdered.
I'll try to take his back. I'll run around the other side. Get him from behind.
Exactly.
Choke him or something.
I'll throw fucking push kicks.
There you go. I mean, it, incredible. I just wonder what will happen if he loses a fight. You know, is this going to stand? I mean, it's nice that he gets to do like other things, but this is unprecedented. I don't think this is going to, I don't know. Like, there's got to be some weird out clause. I don't understand how they can pay this. This is just high seven figures. What is that? Like 10 million? 20
something
million?
Like that, at least.
Yeah. What's high seven figures?
Unsustainable though.
90 million, like Conor McGregor money. Like, I don't know.
But again, they just don't have the talent right now to facilitate that kind of fight. Like, who? I think Ben Rothwell is like a free agent because he's kind of muddling in the BKFC and he's trying to throw himself in the ring. Like, I want some of the PFL action, but
maybe that's the rub. They locked him up, but they can't get him a fight. So he's just going to sit there.
No, that's the UFC,
you know,
but I mean, it's cool that he'll be able to box. And then I hope it works out, because what you don't want to see happen is, it sounds like there's going to be some more consolidation, because the rumor is that Bellator is for sale and a potential bidding war between the PFL and ONE. And you don't want to see Bellator get absorbed by one of these guys, but it sounds like they're on the block to be sold. But again, like, if this works and is successful, like, will we see an outflow of people from the UFC, like, following this model? I don't know if they're going to get what he's getting, but can you imagine a Conor McGregor leaving the UFC? Like, how much could he fucking get? Because he was always trying to get this kind of action out of the UFC. He wanted a piece of the pie, and they always told him no. But they let him go box, right?
There we go. Conor versus Ngannou. Perfect.
Fine. Done.
Let's do it. Everybody wins.
Somebody wins. I don't know if it's Connor. It's Francis for sure. But yeah, it's just wild. I'm still trying to process this, because he's been sitting on the sidelines for almost a year.
Yep.
You know, and just you're in your prime right now and you're not fighting. You need to get a fucking fight, one or the other, even if it, like what he's talking about, which makes sense. Like, if you're going to go into boxing, you should probably have a tune-up fight. But again, I don't know if that's good or bad, because what if his tune-up fight, he gets knocked out? And what if his tune-up fight, he wins, but it's not very convincing? Because I think there's that allure of, like, when Connor did Mayweather, like, we don't know what he's going to look like. He's probably good or bad. So it's like that, not having a first fight may be beneficial. Just go right into the wolves. You can do that shit in your training camp, like, bring the guys in. You don't have to have that first warm-up fight.
Right.
You're a fighter. You know what to do. Just fucking go right in, like, take on Deontay or somebody. That's an insane fight. And I give Francis a 10% chance to win against a professional boxer. That's his odds. 10%.
Too risky. I think way too risky.
Especially like your first one. It seems like the better bet is to make the 10 mil on an MMA fight up against like some pie that they're going to throw at you. And then do your boxing match for whatever, 100 million. That's the thing. Like, you got to get relevant again. Because sitting out, you're not relevant.
Nope.
So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens there. I just want to see him fight sooner rather than later, because we're fucking sitting around too much.
I agree with you.
What else is happening? That's right.
Well, speaking of boxing, You know, that's a video I think we showed last week of KSI versus Joe Fournier, where we had that unfortunate elbow that happened.
A blatant elbow. Like, I wouldn't call him a cheater, but some of these things happen.
It almost looked like he meant to do it, but
like a forearm shiver.
The PBA, Professional Boxing Association, just released a couple days ago a statement that says they are ruling this fight a no decision. So, you know, KSI still undefeated. Feeling good.
Yeah, no contest. Good for him. Like, that's the right call, and I'm kind of surprised that we got it, but it was egregious. So the right call, because usually, like we were talking, I think last show, the athletic commissions usually just stick to the decision, but that one was so clear that I don't know how they didn't get it right then. Like, can't you go to instant replay to see, you obviously fucked that call up and fix it on the spot? But no, we're going to just say, oh, blah, 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 and then come back. But at least they got it right. So I guess that's the positive thing. So
yeah,
we'll take that. Mm-hmm. I saw Dana White announced the card for UFC 291, and it's pretty fucking solid. So I will share this here.
I'm excited. Is that in June?
July? You have Dustin Poirier versus Justin Gaethje. You heard me. Uh-huh. Dustin Poirier versus Justin Gaethje 2 for the BMF title coming out of retirement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Number 2 versus number 3. Jan Blachowicz versus Alex Pereira for the light heavyweight title. Tony Ferguson versus Bobby Green. Paulo Costa versus that guy. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson versus Michelle Pereira.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Lewis fighting Marcos Rodrigo de Lima. Like
Stephen Thompson's chances for some reason in that fight. So
yeah, Michael Chiesa versus Kevin Holland. This is a fucking solid card, man.
It's pretty good.
Like, every fight's got a little something to offer, but you got the BMF title on the line.
Well, I was reading about that. Dana was talking about the BMF title, right? And they were interviewing him earlier in the week and last week, and he was saying that, you know, they were like in the war room trying to make the fights, and they're in there like on Tuesdays putting the card together for this, you know, match. And they were like, this is the fight, you know, Masvidal's retired. So they got to put this BMF belt on the line, and you know, there's no better guy, you know, these two guys are just crazy. Yeah. It's going to be fun, exciting. And that apparently they want this belt to keep circulating. So good for them. I think it's fun. And if apparently there's guys beating down his door, like wanting to fight for this belt, like more so than other belts. It's just like this weird, like
this make believe belt. I'm just waiting for Connor to request the super ass BMF fucking belt. I want to be the super baddest motherfucker. Yes. Like, okay, well, maybe. Yes. That you can just say fight of the year right there, because I think both of them have a couple fight of the years under their belts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Gaethje's my favorite fighter, and I think this is the second time around he wins. Leg kicks, that's all I gotta say. Spam the leg kicks.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going down?
My last bit of news, reading about the McGregor versus Chandler fight situation.
Yes.
And apparently McGregor's getting in the USADA pool, and they're looking at doing this sometime in November, December at the Garden. And you know, I guess they're gonna announce this at some point during the airing of the Ultimate Fighter, because it's like in the works. I think the big question is can McGregor be in the pool long enough to like qualify to fight, or
to be clean enough to fight?
will he get the Brock Lesnar exemption, you know? And
he should.
Like, he's fine. Let him go, you know. I don't know. I like Chandler's chances in this one. So no matter what they do, roided up or not, you know.
Well, or coked up. I mean, look at this little interview or something. I guess I could share sound, but we'll see what happens here. Let's not go a lot, but how much cocaine is he allegedly on?
I'm a southpaw. Ryder was a southpaw. Billy Joe was a southpaw.
Yeah.
I've seen methods. I've seen things I do. and I know he's weighing, and I'll fight Canelo, no fucking problem. Yeah, hell straight, no problem. I don't.
And how big is his nose getting here? Like, what the hell is going on? Like, everything's growing bigger. He doesn't look like Conor McGregor anymore.
No, his head has grown. Like, maybe he's inflated it from all the
steroids and fucking.
Who knows, man?
Testosterone. So, well, you have a horrific leg break injury. You've got to do steroids to recover from that, period. And that's why he's like, retired or out of the testing pool, come back in the testing pool, but then he's gonna feel so shitty. But again, he's got the most amount of money out of any MMA fighter, so he'll have the best drugs that are undetectable, better than John Jones, so I'm sure he'll be all right. I really question if that fight's gonna happen, because it just seems like he's being pushed and pushed and pushed, and
yeah,
next thing you know, it won't happen. Quick fight announcement. Aljamain Sterling said he's going to be defending his bantamweight title against Sean O'Malley on August 19th at UFC 292. So,
okay,
a little quick turnaround for him. Probably favors O'Malley in that one. And then someone did a study on like the champions in the UFC and what their primary fighting style is. So, I want to pull this up so you can take a look.
Okay, let's see. I bet you wrestling's a big part.
You know it. It's not jiu-jitsu, it's wrestling. So this is UFC champions by primary fighting style. 28 with wrestling, 17 with jiu-jitsu, 12 boxing, 6 kickboxing, 4 Muay Thai, 2 Taekwondo, and 1 karate. But again, I think it comes back to is like, if you can dictate where the fight happens, you're going to be successful. And where do you do that? You do it with wrestling. And then you see that the problem with a lot of the people is they can't control where the fight goes, even like the jiu-jitsu masters. And then that's a problem, because even Mackenzie Dern, we'll go back to that fight. Like, yep, she had a couple throws, but she like overthrew Angela and then ended up on bottom because she went too far with the throw. Like, that's crazy. She did it twice in that fight. So, but again, you have to credit Brazilian jiu-jitsu with sharing not their technology, but their martial art with the world, because if they don't share that, they're just fucking murdering everybody. But if they didn't teach everybody, then does the sport even evolve? Because it was style versus style, and they were willing to train certain people, but not some. Because even, like I told you, in 94, when I was out in California training with jiu-jitsu, I was having one-on-one sessions with some of the Machados, who are the cousins to the Gracies. And when I was in their studio doing one of the training sessions, they were telling me like how Ken Shamrock had come in, because they were showing me in a magazine. I'm like, I know who the fuck that guy is. Like, yeah, this guy came in and wanted to train with us, and like, we just kept choking him fucking unconscious. But we didn't teach him shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I love it. But then at some point they realized, like, we got to fucking make money. And we got to, like, train and pass this on to, like, a whole nother generation. So,
yeah.
Without them, this doesn't go anywhere.
True. They started the whole thing, right?
But wrestlers are also killing the sport. So,
yes, they are.
You know, you can. I wish people would be more like a Michael Chandler with the wrestling, or a Justin Gaethje. You can be fucking very good with it. Chuck Liddell, right? Use it as defense to keep it standing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or if you're going to the ground, work for the submission. Because even with the Dern fight, I wasn't upset with her going for the submissions. It's like a Charles Oliveira on the ground. He's fucking working to finish you. Like, that should be the goal of the fight. And I never feel like wrestlers do that. Like, they're just kind of
hanging out, controlling.
Yeah. Randy Couturing you to death. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a wild stat, but you can see the trend and where it's going. And it's fucking hockey sticking up for wrestling right now. I saw a little video of Tyson Fury doing a little light MMA sparring with Nick Diaz.
Oh, nice. How'd that go?
As you expect, it was like Randy Couture versus James Toney. But again, like a lazy takedown, and he gets top position. Easily. Just, and that's a heavyweight versus a 170, 185er.
Yeah.
Easily got top.
Well, Fury's like a fish out of water. He doesn't know what to do.
And it was weird because he was also talking shit to John Jones the other day, because I think Rogan was saying something about how John would just murder Fury. And I don't remember if he was talking about in boxing or MMA, but obviously in MMA, John's gonna fucking crush him. Like you can see right here, Nick is manhandling him. And again, boxing, it's the same thing.
I would give Tyson. it less than a minute, and it could only be more if Jones is toying with him, or if Fury gets lucky and lands something, right?
That can happen.
Yeah.
But
John should be able to use his wrestling, as you were saying, to get the fight to the
ground. Yeah, I mean, that's a smart way to handle him, because you don't want to take that crazy shot. What was it, Ray Mercer on Tim Sylvia? I don't know. It was something crazy.
Sounds weird. Right.
Like an old boxer came in MMA, and they had a gentleman's agreement to not throw leg kicks, and then he threw a fucking leg kick, and it's like, all right, well, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. Like, you can't. You have to respect the boxer's hands always. So
respect.
That's right. Then I'm gonna show this one, and hopefully it doesn't get copyrighted. But there was a really fun round in ONE FC. I want to show this, and we'll see what happens. So. Because there's not many times where you see a really good round, and you're like, holy fuck balls. So, here you go.
Oh, wow. They're going at it.
Yeah. This is truly going one way. Fuck, man.
Wow.
He's like, I got to sit down for a minute. Got to regroup.
Okay, I'm back.
Take my eight. I'm ready to come back. He's like almost Homer Simpsoning him right now.
Yep.
Taking a lot of punishment.
But it's to the body, though.
Yeah.
Where's that elbow?
Yeah, step in elbow. Another one.
Man. Oof. Yeah, throwing down.
Yep.
Some knees. These dudes are tough as shit.
Yeah. Uh-oh. The tide's turning. Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh man, the tide is turning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Oh no.
Yep. The guy punched himself out.
Oh wow. What a turnaround.
Yeah. But you get the gist. Like, that's fucking fun as fuck.
does he come back?
I don't know. It's kind of fun though.
Oh man. That was pretty aggressive. I like it.
Yeah. So we had that going on. We had a cool walk-in the other day. I believe this is Russia. Hardcore FC. I'm just going to say Russia. I don't know where it is.
Okay. Oh, wow. We have
fucking Freddie and Jason and your walk-in.
That is cool.
And then I think Freddie ends up cornering the guy.
While he's still wearing the mask?
Yeah.
Nice. That's not creepy at all.
No, just fucking, you know, get your Halloween shit on, man. Halloween starts early in Russia's.
Apparently so.
Do a little KO of the week.
Yes, I'm ready.
What organization is this? ACA 157. There's so many orgs out there. We're gonna go no volume. But this one is wild because he gets a standing KO. Where he KOs the guy and he just stays standing. Right there. It was like a good couple seconds, and I don't know if we get a replay here.
I feel like I know that Dennis Smoldarev guy's name for some reason. Oh, wow. Yeah. Just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Zombified.
Yep. Yeah, almost like just pushed him down. Like, you're out. Check out.
Huh. Crazy.
And then let's see. Have you ever heard of this one? It's called Divorce by Combat. So this is a historic vid on Twitter.
I like where this is going.
It's a medieval way of ending a marriage. So in medieval Germany, husbands and wives could settle their disputes through marital duels. The man fought with one arm tied behind his back in a hole, while the woman wore weighted clothing and used a sack filled with rocks as her weapon. They couldn't resolve their differences peacefully. They would engage in the duel. The consequences were severe. The husband would be beheaded if he lost, and the wife would be buried alive. And they have a little depiction here, but I don't know why the guy has like a baseball bat, because I didn't read baseball bat in there. And this may be the worst picture ever, because she's got like a gimp leg. That's her sack. That's her ball sack, and then her legs over here. Okay. And very weird titties.
That's aggressive.
It's super aggressive. What are your thoughts on medieval fucking divorce by combat? It's like trial by combat in Game of Thrones.
Right about now, Matt, I think this sounds like a good idea.
I can support this messaging. It's kind of like those weigh-in picks.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Let's do a tweet of the week.
Yes, sir.
Tweet of the week. King of the North. We have Conor McGregor. I guess apparently they said he really got Aldo 13S as a number plate on his son's mini Lamborghini.
That's funny.
Is that respect or super disrespect?
Super disrespect. I love it.
The fucking asshole. Yeah, you can't do that.
Prick to the end, man. That's funny.
I thought they were trying to get back on good terms.
That's not going to help.
No. And then a little ass and nuts. They're doing that BMF title. So who should award the belt? You have Triple H, big wrestler, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you heard me, or Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
100%. It's not even a question.
No.
And then to Knowledge, guy, Knowledge.
Yes, I just found out something I had on my radar for a long time and then lost track of, because Blizzard is like forever delaying shit, but Diablo 4 comes out in like a couple of weeks. I don't know if this is your kind of game, but I played the shit out of Diablo 1, 2, and 3 a long time ago. They added PvP and strongholds, and it's going to be like optimized for the Xbox Series X, S, available on PC and all other platforms. But it's like 2 weeks it comes out. I think I might actually buy something in like a long time. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you have to let me know how it goes, because I'm just not playing anything right now.
Yeah,
which is weird. I don't like it, because that just gets me into trouble. You get bored and then you're like, what do I do? Not good things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will end it with Katrina Lehner asking people. She's saying, do you know what day it is? Hump day.
Nice. I like
that.
It
is Wednesday.
I wish I was there. That sounds, looks like a nice sunny pool. I could use some sun.
Yep, it's all about the sun. Sun and fun.
All righty, we survived.
Yep.
That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.